them with the country and win with Spotify 2019 Wrapped and 5FM. All the details, if you missed what I just said, online at 5fm.co.za. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Flooding at power stations leads to more load shedding and ministers to visit Gauteng areas hard hit by rain.
Arsenal fight from a goal down or fight back from a goal down to beat the Hammers last night. I've got that and more for you at 7:30.
Good morning. Eskom says several power stations have been flooded after the persistent rain, prompting the power utility to escalate load shedding to stage 6. The power utility cut up to 6,000 megawatts of power from the national grid after heavy rain and flooding triggered failures at its Medupi power station. Eskom COO Jan Oberholzer.
Because of excessive rains, and this obviously has a very negative impact on coal handling, then Kriel mine was flooded, so we couldn't get any coal from the mine into Kriel, so we shut down 2 units and we had to reduce load on some of it. So this is just to give you an idea of what the excess rain actually meant to us. On 2 of our other power stations, the power stations actually had excessive flooding inside the power stations.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has conceded that the ongoing load shedding is devastating for the country. He says it's also harming the economy and disrupting the lives of members of the public. President Ramaphosa says he's in constant communication with Public Enterprises Minister Praveen Gordhan and the leadership of Eskom on the state of the national grid and the work being done to address the current crisis. Corporate Governance Minister Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma and her Gauteng counterpart Lebogang Maile are expected to visit areas in Gauteng affected by flooding due to the heavy rainfall. Hundreds of people, mostly living in informal settlements across the province, have been displaced. Gauteng Gqeberha spokesperson Castro Ngubese.
The visit is part of their undertaking to make sure that they assess the damage, but also see what intervention the government can offer the affected residents and communities.
Scores of stakeholders will attend a summit in Graaff-Reinet today to seek solutions to the water crisis that many regions are facing in the Eastern Cape. The SA Weather Service's data for the spring season shows a recording of low rainfalls in the province and high temperatures, with Graaff-Reinet being one of the hardest hit towns. The aim is to develop a long and short-term water strategy for the drought-prone areas. Police say U.S. rapper Juice WRLD swallowed a number of painkillers to hide them from officials as they searched his luggage for drugs and guns at Chicago's Midway Airport on Sunday. TMZ reports that the pilot who was flying the 21-year-old's private plane alerted authorities on the ground that guns and drugs were being carried on board. Juice WRLD died after suffering a seizure at the airport on Sunday. Sources say the pills are likely contributed to his death and in a possible overdose. Recapping a top story at 7. Eskom says several power stations have been flooded after the persistent rain, prompting the power utility to escalate load shedding to stage 6. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder. The Roger Good Show. And on the roads this morning, it is very, very busy. Load shedding for KwaMashu. Traffic lights are out at various junctions until about 8 o'clock this morning. Phoenix, load shedding as well. Traffic lights will be out for you till 8 o'clock. Pretoria, N1 southbound, a crash near the Linwood Road exit. N1 northbound, crash after the Sefako-Makgatha drive, and that's queuing traffic both ways. Durban, Inanda Road, traffic lights are not working in the Newlands Parlock area, and that, of course, is due to load shedding. Cape Town, M5 northbound, queuing traffic towards the N2 highway. Midran, Allendale Road westbound. It is flooding now towards Mastiff Road, and that's creating some heavy queuing traffic.